Dara, the juggernaut continues, four successive wins. Dara, another hard fought victory here for you this afternoon, but thoroughly deserved, and you battled right to the finish. Must be a great feeling.
Oh, it's a great feeling. It's so enjoyable playing in these games. It's unbelievable. Pitch is a little heavy after the last 2 weeks of rain, but it's playing with the crowd today, it's just unbelievable experience. It's actually just great crack playing here.
Another very eventful match. There were black cards, red cards, and of course you had to come from 5 points down at one stage, won it by 3 in the end. But what a battling performance by this team.
Yeah, it's not the first time we've come back from a bit of a deficit. I think in Derry as well, after 10 minutes I think we were 5 down as well, and clawed that back too. So it's something we're well used to. Mickey always talks about when you're in that place, it should show a bit of personality, and I think we did that today and really kicked on from it, and it's something I think we're very proud of.
That first half you got the breakdown of the penalty, all important, and that just seemed to spring into life a bit.
Yeah, it was brilliant from Downey and Burns. Burns was electric for that. He knew he was going to get hurt, I think, but still went for it anyway. It was fantastic. It was a bit of patience, and then we cut them well, which we always work on in training, so glad to see something like that come off. It was good. We needed it as well, I think, really. Yeah,
a big moment in the game. And of course then before half time you lost Conor Grimes, another big player to lose, and that's not the first time obviously that you've lost a big player in a match.
No, could have done without that, but look, we lost Casey, we lost Tom Jackson, we lost Sam Grimesy, but we have a huge panel there. It's unbelievable. Everyone's chomping at the bit to get in. Like, I know the lads looking to try and take my place every week, because every player is the same, so it's great that we have that panel now. I think it's really proven. It's standing to us.
Turning over at 1 point in arrears at half time was 15 against 14, but as Mickey Hart has said previously, that doesn't always necessarily mean the team with the extra man is going to go on and win it.
Definitely not. It can be a disadvantage sometimes because the mindset can be wrong then. But so no, we didn't really actually mention that at half time. We just had to go out and look, see what we normally do. We got into them goals, and with a bit of a breeze you can kind of take them shots from a bit further out. So it wasn't really something we were focusing on, that we had an extra man. Just I think that can distract you at times, so we didn't really dwell on that.
And in that third quarter you had a lot of chances, you missed quite a bit. They had a couple of goal chances, you had a few let offs, but you kept at it.
Yeah, it was all a bit frantic from what I can remember, but yeah. It was just a bit of a slow game, and then injecting pace. So that can happen. The game always kind of, especially when there's numbers gone, I think when Donald was off as well, it does stretch a bit, so you're always going to kind of have that in these type of games in league.
Yeah. I mean, you were trying to chip away, eventually you got level, and then you got the lead score. Psychologically, I think that was a huge moment for you as well, when you got your nose in front eventually.
Yeah, well, it's massive in any game. If you're getting ahead late, it is, I know I've been on the other end of it a few times, it's not easy, so it's a massive thing psychologically, especially when you're playing here in RD. The roar of the crowd is unbelievable, like, and it really does actually, it's massive how big that is and important it is. When you get that point and you hear the roar, it really does spur you on, so delighted we did it.
And again, some of the players that have stood out, yourself, Bevan Duffy of course coming in as a sub, I thought he was exceptional, and of course Tommy Dornan again, he stuck over a wonderful point, and then he won a crucial free for Kieran Downey.
Yeah, I think he's outscoring me, Tommy, now, so I'll have to kind of step up a bit more, but I think he's a fan favourite, and rightly so. He's unbelievable. He just loves to grab the game by the scruff of the neck, so he's a big player for us. It's massive, and it's great to see him flying.
And in the last few minutes as well, a ward in defence, Peter Lynch got his hand in a couple of times just to keep them out, which was obviously vitally important too.
Yeah, Peter's flying actually. I don't like when he picks me up in training, so yeah, I wasn't actually one bit surprised to see him coming out with the ball there. He's brilliant at that.
So this is a wonderful run of form, four successive wins in Division 2. I know people outside the panel might have doubted whether this was possible from this loud team, but I think within the group you always believed you were capable of putting a run together.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, always said that. Why not? Just I don't see. I think it's kind of a good thing. We kind of creep under the radar a little bit, so it probably works to our advantage in a way. Like, but I think there's serious work going on in Davro over the winter. Obviously, we come back a bit later with the club, but come in and seeing the walk-ups going on, it's just unbelievable. There's a huge buzz about Division 2 this year, and look, we're going for a playoff next week, so that's unbelievable. Can't wait to go for it.
And the reaction of the home crowd at the end, I don't think I've ever heard such a reaction from a loud crowd at a full-time whistle. The appreciation that they showed you, and of course Tommy Dornan came off near the end as well, and what a reception he got.
Yeah, rightly so. There's a great buzz around the place at the minute. And that's actually spurring us on unbelievable. Like, it's so enjoyable, you know, coming in and knowing games are being sold out today before. I know it's a small venue, but it's still, the atmosphere is unbelievable to play in. It's just great.
And the fellas that came off the bench, you mentioned Bevan, Conal McCall, Craig Lennon, Oisín McGuinness, of course, coming in as well, and all playing their part.
Yeah, and the list is kind of endless of who you could have pulled in there. Like, I'd say the lads have a bit of a head scratcher on who to play, who to come on and make impact, but like, it's an unbelievable bench and panel beyond that as well. There's lads trying to get into that like every week. weeks, so when it does change, so fair play to Oisín. Yeah, Oisín came in and made an impact. I'm not sure, that could be his league debut, I'm not sure, but yeah, so he fair play to him, and he was electric. Look, he's very, very, very good.
And finally, Dara, roll on Croke Park now with a playoff, effectively a winner takes all clash now against the mighty Dubs next week.
That's it, we won't fear them, we'll go at it. Yeah, yeah. Nothing will change, we'll go at it, try and win it and go up to Division 1. That's the plan.
Well done today, Dara.
Cheers.